It's the State of Victorian Greyhound Racing and the stories behind the sport. This is RSN 927's Off the Leash.
Yeah, let's talk some greyhound racing now on this Tuesday afternoon on Off the Leash, and Georgie Ferrugia is with us to do just that. Hello, George.
G'day, Matty. How are you, mate?
I'm well, mate. Did your footy team win over the weekend?
Oh, that's a low blow from you after round one, Matty. You know I've always been a supporter of your Demons, mate, but yeah, that was hard to watch. I took my two sons too, and one of them for the first time at the MCG, so I think their dad threw the toys out of the cot quicker than they did, mate, but yeah, hopefully we improve this week. Got an easy game this week. We got Sydney at the SCG, mate, so it should be all good.
You've got how many replays to watch when you go home, George? You've only won, what, four premierships in the last 15 years?
Yeah, no, but we can't keep relying on that. We're a young side. We're going to get better, but your mob went well, mate. You'd be proud of them.
Yeah, we're happy enough. It's only round one, though, Georgie. Things were looking good midway through the year last year, and then it went pear-shaped, so just keeping you... We had a segment then, Cool Your Jets. I'm just cooling the Jets on the Melbourne hype. There's a long way to go, long way to go. Hey, it was a terrific nice racing at Shepparton last night. We had those four heats of the Shepparton Cup. And I must admit, George, I'm a fan of heats when the first two greyhounds get through to the final. I know it can't always be the case, and sometimes it sets up for a more exciting night of greyhound racing, but I like it because generally it means that you get a stronger final, and I think this has certainly been the case here at Shepparton.
Yeah, you're right. And look, the greyhounds that did run second, and, you know, if there were more than four heats, probably may have missed out, were the likes of Unleash Kalinda and Matt's Hope and these type of greyhounds, and Fernando Mick, of course. So, we get a blockbuster final. The box draw has made this very, very interesting, Matt, for the simple reason that Fernando Mick has drawn box one. And we all know that Fernando Mick likes to jump and then use a little bit of the track. So that's going to be a really interesting run to the first corner. Matt's Hope has again drawn box eight. Even though he didn't win his heat, he was the third fastest greyhound on the night, running 24.98. He was defeated by Salad Dodger, who was the fastest of the heat winners. I just like where Matt's Hope is drawn. Salad Dodger was doing Salad Dodger things. I mean, he's just so good over this type of distance. But I think the main story is the fact that trainer Chris Tilley, with Always a Thrill and Firehose, they won the last two Shepparton Cup heats. Their brothers, and Chris Tilley trains, I think, four greyhounds all up, and two of them have made a Shepparton Cup final. So a terrific effort by Chris. And he's got two greyhounds who have been on the provincial scene for a long time and have been some very, very talented greyhounds. And even though they ran the two slowest heats, they certainly deserve their spot. It's just what Fernando Mick does in that first 50 metres, because they are drawn two and three, the brothers, and Fernando Mick, as we said, likes to use a little bit of the track. So an intriguing race. Unleash Kalinda's run, if you've seen it, Matt, just highlights why he's so good in a straight line at Healesville, because his acceleration to go close to Lectra Heckler and then sort of check off his heels and look a little bit awkward.
We might have just lost Georgie there, or he might have hit mute or something like that, because his line was clear as a bell, and then it just dropped out. So we'll get him back up. Not sure what he's done there, George. Hopefully he's all right. We'll get him back up in a moment. No stress. I've got a couple of double passes to give away to the Peninsula Picnic as well. So while we get Georgie back up on the phone, you can keep Mickey Comerford busy out the back, because you can ring in and get one of these double passes if you like. To Victoria's most loved coastal celebration of the region's top drops, produce and talent, which ascends on Mornington once more for a seventh edition of the Peninsula Picnic on Saturday, the 25th of March, offering social explorers the perfect opportunity to indulge in a stacked lineup of the Peninsula's best, which playing at the Peninsula Picnic is the Temper Trap. So I've heard Mikey Velasaris played a little bit throughout the show today or this morning. And no doubt, I reckon Georgie Ferrugia would be a big fan of the Temper Trap. I think we've got him back on the line now. Hello, George.
Yeah, sorry about that, mate. I don't know what happened there. No. A bit of the gremlins got in the line. I'm not sure where you heard I was up to there, but I was nearly finished my little rant there. But, Ed, look, it's just a really intriguing final. And I spoke about Unleash Kalinda, who showed unbelievable straight line acceleration, but just checked off the heels of Lectra Heckler. And it just shows you why he's a great straight-line greyhound. But it's not to say he can't win on Saturday night, but we've got a really intriguing final. The fixed odds aren't out yet, but we'll touch on this as we go through the week on RSN.
Just on Fernando Mick, George, how long since he's drawn box one?
Yeah, I think it's a little while. He did draw closer to the fence in the heat of the Melbourne Cup, and the difference there was he began so well from box two that he didn't really interfere with anyone else. He was off and gone. Now you're dealing with greyhounds who predominantly are all very, very good beginners. So he's going to be wanting to push off the track a little bit. I would suggest that a lot of people would not like his chances of box one, especially with the speed coming out from out wide with the likes of Salad Dodger and Matt's Hope. So look at it. Look, he's racing obviously so well, winning an Australian Cup, but yeah, look, it's a tough ask for him, that's for sure.
Interesting runner, no doubt about that. Oh, Georgie Farooj would be a big fan of the temper trap, I reckon. George, if you want a double pass to the Peninsula Picnic, I've got a couple for you if you like. I would have thought that'd be right up your alley, wouldn't it?
I reckon temper trap played at a grand final one year.
They did. They definitely did.
They did. So, yeah, no, I do like that song, mate. Yeah, I'll take the Dale there. That'll be great. But, we'll have to be a grand final, obviously.
I'm having a bit of a guess here. I have a feeling it was the 2012 grand final, which Sydney beat your Hawks, Georgie. I could be wrong, but I have a rough... You weren't at the ground, were you?
I was, mate. You're kicking the boots in today, let me tell you. But, I'm pretty sure I was there. I was there when they did play. So that'll be a good night out, a good day out.
There you go, it was. 2012 grand final, temper trap played. I've been told I've got a bad memory, but that's not too bad. And they were sensational that day, and I've got no doubt they'll be terrific at the Peninsula Picnic. So anyway, George, so Mark, when can we expect a market for the Shepparton Cup?
I think later today or even tomorrow, for sure. It'll be interesting to see where it all sits. I think Salad Dodger, obviously Matt's Hope, will be right in contention. As I said, Unleash Kalinda will certainly have his admirers. It's an interesting one. Lectra Heckler is another one who absolutely pinged out. He's got box four. As I said, we've got Fernando Mick in box one. He just needs to begin as well as he did because he's racing so well at the moment. It's a really open final, as is the case for most of these. As we've seen with the Horsham Cup with Jungle Panther coming from last to win it, I don't think they'll come from last to win this one, but look, it's as open as I've seen. I think you're going to get a lot of greyhounds under double figures.
All right, we'll look out for that market, which will come out shortly. And, the listeners are getting into you now as well, George. Someone's just sent through a text, and all it says is Melcheski.
Well, that's right. I was going to say, I remember Gunston hitting the post. I think we were 20 points up in that last quarter, and Melcheski did that goal.
Yeah.
But, mate, you got to take your lumps, mate, when you lose. We won three of the next three. I'm happy with that.
That's right. It was the start of great things to come. Hey, there's plenty of terrific greyhound racing in Perth at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, there was. On Saturday night, they had their two group ones. They had the Perth Cup won by Elite Machine, who we seen briefly in Victoria, went back up to Perth. And Jamie Marsh, congratulations to Jamie, taking out his first group one as a trainer. Held them off from box one and then just powered away from a very good victory for a very good victory. And then in the Galaxy, formerly trained by Tim Britton, I'm sure he'll get her back. First pick, of course, plied her trade in Victoria, taking out the Galaxy in very fine fashion, running 41.80-odd. And it was an interesting night for Tim. There was a 725-metre race at the Meadows, Matt, on the night, where he had all six runners. So you really cannot lose. So he had a very, very good night out, predominantly because Tim has got two litters or two breeds, two separate litters that have run over 700 metres and have dominated in Victoria for the last little bit. So congratulations to Tim. Chris Hulse was the trainer in WA while first picked was over there. They did a terrific job and it was a fantastic victory. So, yeah, look, no Victorians in that Perth Cup, as we mentioned last week. Obviously, Fernando Mick got bustled out. Kelsey Bale was beaten, and she was beaten in the consolation as well. So the Vics will be looking to atone when the Golden Easter Egg kicks off this weekend.
Hey, Georgie, I love the Launching Pad series as well. Get to see so many young greyhounds in action at Sandown, and that kicks off on Thursday. We've got 8 heats of the Launching Pad there on Thursday night. Who are some of the headline acts that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, me too. I really like this race. And we've seen some greyhounds burst onto the scene. And then there's a bit of a calm before the storm because they don't want to get over 6 wins and then be ineligible to race in the Launching Pad. So, it's good to see some greyhounds back in the first heat. In particular, there's three greyhounds under $3.50, and one of them's called Cruise Mode, who we last seen at Sandown win by 12.5 lengths in 33.80-odd. Couple of the others, again, the Britton family, a greyhound called Trappeteers for Robbie Britton. Looks like it's going places. He recently got it from New South Wales. Paul Bartolo's got a good hand with the likes of Magic Muffin in the heat after that, and Make No Promise in Heat 5. A greyhound called Dragon Inn, who won his first five on the trot, is the third favourite in Heat 4. So, look, there's some very, very talented greyhounds. They'll push through to a semi-final stage next Thursday, and then the big final. There's also consolations, and that's the beauty of this sweepstake event. If you don't make the final, Matt, a lot of connections love being involved in a launching pad because there's so much prize money in different finals that they put together apart from the big event. So looking forward to the next couple of weeks at Sandown.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Georgie, you mentioned the Easter egg. Now, there's no market out futures-wise for the Easter egg, and you've got heats obviously this weekend. I'm assuming it's probably to do with these fields that are coming out soon, so we can't bet into a futures market, but it's one of the great races, isn't it? Or great race series as well on the Australian Greyhound Racing calendar. It's one of those ones that everyone wants to win, George.
Yeah, it is. And look, there was a market up over the weekend. Obviously, it's come down now, but She's a Pearl, of course, who won on Saturday night there in preparation for the heats, was just outstanding, and I think she was at the top of the market. Rejuvenate Your Boy, I think, was under double figures as well, Matt. And look, hopefully we can get Paul Brown on the radio to see how he did trial there. But look, there's going to be a really good bunch of greyhounds from New South Wales that the Victorians are going to find tough to beat. And the other interesting thing is some of the greyhounds that didn't make the Shepparton Cup might now decide to head over for the Golden Easter Egg. So those fields will come out tomorrow, Matt. We'll touch on them on Friday, and hopefully Rejuvenate, if he's still going over there, draws really, really well, because obviously he's fresh off a track record victory. And if he can take that next step, I think it's there for the taking, this crown of who's going to be the best greyhound in the next 3 to 6 months, because I'm not sure how long She's a Pearl and Wow She's Fast will go on for after this. So it's there. The crown is there for the taking over the both sprint and staying distances.
Yeah, well, he's our dog, Rejuvenate. He's our dog. We know that. We've been on the bandwagon for quite some time. So he can be a little bit elusive, Paul Brown, but I'm going to do my best, Georgie, to get onto him at some stage over the next couple of days to find out how the superstar is tracking. Can you help us back a winner today?
Yeah, we'll kick off at Warrnambool. Look, it's a tough meeting. It's a Tier 3 event, but I've pinpointed one, race 4, number 3, a greyhound called Whiskey Reef. Look, it doesn't come into this with great form, but its last couple of starts have been okay. Some nice placings at Warrnambool and Horsham. It's drawn okay, showed good speed last start, certainly in amongst it in a race like this, race 4, number 3. Quaddy numbers 3, 6, 1 and 8 in the first leg at Warrnambool. Second leg 3, 7 and 4. Third leg 1, 8 and 4. And we come home with 6, 1, and 7. A little bit more confident at Warrigal. Race 11, number 8, a greyhound called Shining Hook. It comes in this race with some really good form. Forget its run at Bendigo. Its three wins at Warrigal before that, a hat-trick of wins, were outstanding, including a 22.39 win over the 400 metres. I'm not worried about the wide draw. At its best, it just pings out and shows really good speed. And I think it can win here, race 11, number 8. Quaddy numbers there, first leg 2 and 1, second leg 5, 8 and 4, third leg 7, 5, 1 and 4, and we come home with number 2.
Love your work, Georgie. Go well this afternoon. We'll talk tomorrow ahead of the Meadows.
You too, mate.